to get through obstacles and to get through rejections, of which I have had so many. It's literally just not looking at it as a brick wall. It is just a fence. Climb over, wake up the next day, and attack it all over again from a different angle.
I'm Alex Blumberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Hello, We Are LA Tech listeners. We have something a little different for you today. Our guest this episode is actually not based in LA, and in fact, doesn't even work in tech, but he's a TV star on Bravo's Million Dollar Listing, author and prominent businessman whose company closed more than $800 million in luxury real estate deals last year, and this year, they are closing in on $1 billion. We think you're going to take a lot away from this conversation, and we just couldn't help but share it. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast, celebrating the most incredible talent in LA and around the world at times when I think we have someone so fabulous, I can't help but sharing them. So I'd like to welcome Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, how are you?
Good. I discovered you via your vlog, but you are not a vlogger. Go ahead, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
My name is Ryan Serhant. I am a real estate broker and entrepreneur. I am not based in LA, and I do not work in the tech space. So this is the best podcast I've ever been on. I'm based in New York, but I embrace as much technology as I possibly can. Most people know me from my television shows on Bravo. I do a show called Million Dollar Listing New York, and I do a show called Sell It Like Serhant, or they watch the blog like you do on YouTube, or they read the book, Sell It Like Serhant, which just came out.
I love that you went from, I mean, pretty much from the little that I know, you started from scratch and you built yourself up, you're a self-made businessman. Did I do my homework well in understanding that?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I came to New York City in 2006 thinking I was going to be an actor. I tried doing theater. I did a lot of free theater. I played a clock. I played a tree. Like, I did everything I possibly could. I couldn't make any money. I ended up making some money as a hand model. I held phones for AT&T. My hands were on billboards everywhere. I'm not joking. If you Google Ryan Serhant hand model, it's a trip. And that paid my rent, but that wasn't a career. And eventually, the summer of 2008, I ran out of money. And my parents were in Colorado. And they said, we're not going to help you. You're the one who decided to go to New York City without a job, you idiot. So if you can't make it work there, then come home and you're not going to be homeless. But I knew that if I went home to Colorado, I'd never leave, right? I'd never be able to do anything else. So I stayed and I got my real estate license because a friend told me to. And I said, I'm going to rent an apartment a month and I'll make $1,000, $2,000, let's say, a month. That'll pay my rent and that will pay my food. And it's not nearly enough money where I have to be worried about taxes. And that'll be it. And then I can do everything else I want on my own time afterwards. And then I just got addicted to it. And that was 10 years ago. I started the day Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy.
I mean, that's amazing. And then yeah. I can't wait for everybody to read your book, because you talk about in your book exactly how you got to where you are today, which is the whole reason why we even have the podcast, is to understand everybody's journey. And sure. So I think that's so important in sharing. And here's why I thought having Ryan on the show would be awesome for us. Ryan not only is one of the most extraordinary salespeople ever, he has really taken, and I know it's someone you guys all love, the Gary Vaynerchuk approach of really making sure he presents himself in a very connective digital way. And I find that fascinating because he's a traditional businessman tapping into new media. So Ryan, you created a vlog. How often does your vlog come out and why did you create a vlog?
We do the vlog once a week. It comes out right now anyway, every Wednesday at about 4 p.m. It is something that I wanted to do that I had complete control of. I mean, the TV shows that I do on Bravo are amazing. They're awesome. I love them. They've made my entire life. But I don't have that much control on the edit or anything like that. And on YouTube, I can do whatever I want. And the vlog is not what you see on television. It's my office. It's, intricacies to different deals. It's what I do in the morning. It's what I do at night. It's what my day is really like. And it's just me and kind of my thoughts and feelings on the world, on being an entrepreneur, on being broke in New York City and not being broke in New York City, on how to build a business from the ground up that doesn't require any inventory. I mean, I literally talk about anything and everything, and we do it once a week, and people seem to like it so far.
And when did you start doing your vlog?
We put out the first vlog. We're on episode, I think, 39 right now. So we put out the first blog, I believe it was in January, end of January.
And you're a businessman first, an author second, and a vlogger third. Am I missing anything? And I guess a TV extraordinaire.
And a husband. I am a husband.
Yes, you've talked about your wife and your vlog, which I've always appreciated. And so what inspired you to write the book? Why do you want to share your talent of how to sell and how to sell well?
I had been working on a kind of playbook for people who work for me, really, like an agent playbook for salespeople for the last 10 years. And then I did a show called Sell Like Sirhan on Bravo this year. And that's where I took kind of everything I know about how to sell high-end real estate in New York City and dealing with clients and putting deals together. And I went and I helped people learn how to sell who are in sales jobs that aren't real estate. So I helped a guy sell kitchen cabinets. I helped a girl sell hot tubs. I helped a girl sell, you know, body waxing memberships and all these different sales jobs. And all of the people I worked with were terrible, honestly, and they were about to lose their jobs. And I had to help them not lose their jobs if I could. And that really showed me as I was doing that show that everything I know about high-end sales is the same as selling anything else. And I flushed that out and put that into the book because there's really no book about how to sell anything. There are books about, you know, be yourself, and there are books that teach you to have confidence or teach you how to sell an orange one time. But how do you sell an orange every day so that you can actually build a career and make money? Like, how do you structure your day as an entrepreneur? No one tells you what to do at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. Like, there's so many details that all these other books written by random people just leave out. And I wanted to make a very detailed and funny kind of playbook to the entrepreneur's game every single day. And that's what I did.
And in your vlog, you talk about, and I think this is great and really helpful to the LA Tech audience, how you essentially don't manage your team, how you have people that you trust to manage the team, and then those people report to you. And you have, I think you said, like a weekly meeting. It's not very often. Can you talk a little bit about how you structure your team?
Sure. So I have about 62 people on the team right now. I think I have the largest real estate team in the country, definitely in New York. We are the number one sales team for residential real estate in the entire state of New York. That includes New York City. And we're number two in the entire country for the United States. Last year, we did about $838 million in closed deals. This year, we'll probably top $1 billion. Just depends on how these next 2 months ride out. And I have a team meeting every Monday, but not with everybody. I break down the team into groups so we can have more personal, kind of more intricate conversations. And everyone meets with me once a month. But the team is together all the time. I mean, I'm in my office right now in the conference room. It's a glass office. I'm looking around and there's like 30 heads popping up and down, running around, answering phone calls all over the place. Everyone's got the same level of energy. Everyone's super excited. They're all very, very good people and they all want to do as many deals as possible.
What kind of tips can you give us about overcoming obstacles as you've gone through them? And I'm sure you experience more than one obstacle a day.
I mean, I experience 10 obstacles every day. I would say that, honestly, the first obstacle I experienced was my passion my entire life was theater. That's what I wanted to do. Kind of the same way a kid wants to do baseball, right? Soccer, football. Like, I wanted to do theater. I wanted to act. I came to New York City with that passion and it didn't work out. But instead of crying, instead of complaining, instead of moving home, I said, you know what? This isn't a brick wall. This is a fence. And there's a difference. Okay. There's a difference between hitting a brick wall and kind of hitting a fence. A fence you can actually climb over to get to the other side. And a lot of times what's on the other side is even better than what you thought it was going to be when you didn't even know about it. And I had no idea my life would turn out this way. I thought real estate brokers are the worst people in the world. If you had gone and talked to me in the summer of 2008 and said, you're going to be a real estate broker, I would have probably started crying. It's like, yeah, but I'm broke. I don't know what to do. I can't afford ramen. And so that was my first obstacle, was that my dream, my entire life wasn't going to happen. Now, what do I do? And I kind of bucked up and said, I'm going to figure something else out. And I chose success first. Right? And I think that's really important for people, right? Success first, career second. Because I went right into real estate, fell in love with it. I used everything that I had learned as an actor, everything I had learned in theater and improv classes, put that into my personality and into my business selling real estate and built my business from the ground up. And then I got very lucky with a TV show, but at the same time, I've been prepping my entire life to do a TV show. And when I focused on it, I couldn't make it happen. When I quit, that's when I could make it happen, you know? And so I think that to get through obstacles and to get through rejections, of which I have had so many, it's literally just not looking at it as a brick wall. It is just a fence. Climb over, wake up the next day, and attack it all over again from a different angle.
And before, thank you. And before we wrap up, to get back into your book, let's tell everybody your way of thinking about sales. You use the word relationships when you talk about sales. You're not trying to convince somebody of buying something. You have a relationship with that person. Can you give us a little sneak peek of what we'll be finding out more about when we read your book?
Yeah, sales isn't taking, right? Sales isn't taking. It's not being greedy. It's not about the money, right? Selling is assuring. That's what selling is. It's assuring someone of a decision that they were going to make anyway. They're just going to make it with you instead of making it online or making it with somebody else. And it's all about that relationship. If you can walk into a bar and talk to somebody, you can sell anything. It's just about figuring out that muscle, and selling is a muscle. So the same way you would go to the gym and build muscle or lose weight, learning to sell isn't as easy as just talking to someone on the street if you don't know how to do it. And how to do that is in the book.
Thank you so much, Ryan, and for making time for the LA tech community. We really, really, really appreciate it. How can people find out more about you, more about your book, connect with you online or connect with your team? Where's the best place to do that?
The book is available everywhere. It's on Amazon. Go to Amazon or go to sellitlikesirhan.com and see all the websites that it's available for sale. You can find the blog on youtube.com/RyanSirhan. And I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at Ryan Sirhan. And our real estate is sirhanteam.com for all of our listings. We have about $1.1 billion in active listings at the moment.
And you guys will be including Ryan's links in the show notes. And for sure, check out his vlog. It is dope. You'll love it. If you want to connect with more extraordinary people in the LA tech space, remember, you can go to wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP. At We Are LA Tech on social, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
We Are LA Tech is independently funded by the community. We couldn't make this happen without your support. If you too want to contribute to We Are LA Tech and see us making the podcast, building the mobile apps, creating the events year after year, consider contributing at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/wearelatech. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Hey everyone, this is Ryan Sirhan, leader of the number one real estate sales team in New York City, star of Bravo's Million Dollar Listing New York, and author of the best-selling new novel, Sell It Like Sirhan. And you are listening to We Are LA Tech.